This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Everybody, welcome to What's on Your Mind. And Steve Hallstrom sitting in today for Scott Hanna. Scott enjoying the day after the holiday, which is a holiday, I guess, for a lot of folks. But there are those of us who are still working, including yours truly here, and then a number of folks who are always giving Scotty a hand. I want to say good morning to Manny, Todd, and Nolan. Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today?
Good.
Fantastic.
So this is kind of that day when you're not really sure what to call this. Is this a holiday? Is it sort of a regular day? Is it the beginning of the holiday season? It's a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And I guess all we can tell you here on What's on Your Mind is we're hanging out with you today, making sure that we keep you in touch with what's going on, the important things going in the world. But more importantly than that, giving you a chance to say what is on your mind. That is the name of the show. And so we would be very glad to have your comments today on anything that's on your mind here. Maybe something happened over the holidays and you want to tell a great story about something that you're thankful for, or someone that did something really great for you or your family over the holiday. Please give us a call, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. And you can let us know what is on your mind today. If something happened in the world that you think maybe might sneak under our radar but should be being talked about here today, well, then that would be a good thing for you to let us know about as well. This show is all about you, your opinions, your ideas, your thoughts, your conversations. Let us know. We'd be glad to have you along for the ride today. Want to tell you that we will be handing out, I guess you might say, or nominating one great call today for the Delta Constructors Call of the Day. Call Delta first. You'll never make a bad call if you call Eric today at 406-250-8151 or go online to deltaconstructors.net. Turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries, and all those good things, plus many more electrical and mechanical design services they offer, temporary flaring services as well. That is Delta Constructors, your one-stop shop. Call Eric today at 406-250-8151. He'll tell you more about it. Mr. Mitchell, did you have yourself a good holiday yesterday?
Todd's not connected.
He's just speechless. Nolan, how about yourself? Good holiday for you yesterday?
I did. I had a fantastic holiday.
Wonderful. And Manny, how about yourself, sir?
It was good.
Okay, good. Were we all cheering for the Vikings yesterday? That's what I want to know. Again, what? I've left the team speechless.
I know Manny was, but
Manny,
I don't know about
myself. Manny, you're a Vikings fan, aren't you? Nolan, I know you're an Indianapolis Colts fan, so it's been a tough year for you. But as a Vikings fan, we know what that's like, so don't lose heart. Manny, did you watch the Vikings game yesterday?
Yeah, my other job. I had to help with sort of coverage for it at the other radio station that I work with here in the Twin Cities. So.
Oh, okay. All right. So yeah. you were hard at work yesterday. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Good news for the Vikes, right? 9-2, 7 straight wins. As a Vikings fan, though, I think we would all say we're a little scared because sooner or later these things always end badly. Is this going to be a year, though, that things are different? Might this be the year for the Vikes?
Well, they're playing like it right now. I mean, the defense is playing really well, and Case Keenum is doing a nice job. So I think I think anybody that's 9-2, I think you really have to start considering them a Super Bowl contender.
I do too. You know, it could very well be. If you take a look at the standings right now, you could have the Bismarck kid taking on the Vikings in Minneapolis. They could take each other on in Philadelphia. One of those two teams could make it, though, to Minneapolis. And wouldn't that be fun if either Carson Wentz or the Vikings are playing a Super Bowl at U.S. Bank Stadium? That would be just crazy. As a Vikings fan, though, I'm not going to let myself go there yet. It's been a good run, and yesterday they looked very good again. The final score was 30-23, but it really wasn't that close. The Vikings are looking really good. Case Keenum, the starting quarterback who has filled in now for the injured Sam Bradford, is playing so well that I don't know that you can move Teddy Bridgewater out of there. I really don't move him out to move Teddy Bridgewater in. I just don't think you can do that the way he's playing. So it is a lot of fun to see what's happening with the Vikings. 7 straight wins now, and they've still got a handful of road games left here. They've got to stretch 4 of 5 games on the road. But after the way they played yesterday and what they've been doing, boy, who's to say they can't run the table? Wouldn't that be fun if the Vikings finally make it back to the Super Bowl in the year that it's played in Minneapolis? Some cool stuff there. A couple of newsy things going on for you this morning. Lawyers for Michael Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, notified the president's legal team in recent days that they could no longer discuss the special counsel's investigation. That's according to 4 people involved in the case, an indication that Mr. Flynn is cooperating with prosecutors or negotiating a deal. Mr. Flynn's lawyers had been sharing information with Trump's lawyers about the investigation by the special counsel. This is a write-up in the New York Times this morning. Robert Mueller, as you know, is examining whether anyone around President Trump was involved in Russian efforts to undermine Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. I imagine that a lot of folks are going to see this story and say, oh, there you go. This is the beginning of the end now for President Trump, because now Flynn's not even talking to him anymore, and he's clamming up, and he's not talking to the Trump people, just talking to Mueller. I tend to look at it this way. I think Flynn, from what I have seen of all the people surrounding the Trump administration, Flynn is probably the one that looks the most suspicious of anything. And, in fact, the president, in fact, at times said, hey, guy, you're kind of on your own on this thing, because it's not looking really good. If you remember right, he kind of was talking on both sides of his mouth with Vice President Pence at the time. And so this one, I think, is more just Flynn trying to make his own deal and sort of live to tell about it, live for another day, more than it is a sign that, President Trump surely is going down. We've heard that cry many times from people commenting on these situations, and there has never really been anything like that so far. So that's an interesting note there as well. In the state of Minnesota, everybody's trying to figure out, what about Al Franken? He is a Minnesota senator that now has been accused by 4 different women of sexual harassment. And there have been some calls for Al Franken to resign. He says he will not. And there are calls coming even from people in his own party now saying that he should resign. What I think is interesting about this is that, first of all, if you're Al Franken, you're just wondering, aren't you? Like, okay, who is it going to be today? He hasn't apparently been back to Minnesota since all of this stuff happened. He's been in D.C. kind of sheltering down in his apartment or condo or residence, whatever he's got there, and just not going out and wondering how bad it's going to be. If you get 4 people that come out within the first few days, there probably are going to be more, and so you might just be waiting for all of the smoke to clear before he really comes out of the bunker on this one. But the question I would have, and I know we have a number of listeners on the Minnesota side of the border here, what do you think of Al Franken, and is he going to be able to be effective in his role? Remember, each state only has 2 senators, so these are a couple people that have to get out there and fight pretty hard for their state. And if you've got one of your 2 senators who is kind of on defense and not able to really be out there in an assertive way, that's not good for your state. So the question for me is not so much should Franken resign or shouldn't he resign. We can debate that all day long. Half the people will line up and say yes, half the people will line up and say no. But I think it's absolutely a concern that every Minnesotan should have, is how effective will this guy be to continue doing the job. He, of course, had the photo service of him about a week ago with his hands on the chest of the radio anchor woman as she was sleeping on the transport plane when he was on a USO tour with her. And that it just looked so bad, right? I mean, that's the overriding theme that you see of that picture. Just it looks so bad. And for someone who has stood up and said, I'm a champion for women's rights, boy, it just hit pretty close to home for him. So that is going to be the interesting piece on the Franken story to me. He says he will not resign. He says, I'm sorry. He released a statement saying, I'm sorry for putting Minnesotans through this. I'm committed to regaining their trust. Described himself as a warm person who's met tens of thousands of people and taken tens of thousands of photographs in crowded and chaotic situations, but says he's recently learned that at times, too many times, he crossed the line for some women. He said, some women have found my greetings or embraces for a hug or photo inappropriate, and I respect their feelings about that. Yeah, I guess so. He reiterated his apology and said he's determined not to let it happen again. Boy, I would think so. Should be a very interesting next few weeks for Al Franken, no question about that. Our phone numbers at on the program here today, 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. You can give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. It is a program called What's on Your Mind, and so we definitely want to hear from you about what it is exactly that you have the have on your mind, what your opinions are. If you found some good Black Friday sales and you want to brag about your purchases, what you were able to find, please let us know. We'd be glad to hear from you about that as well. This is the What's on Your Mind show, brought to you statewide each weekday morning on four stations. It is the most listened to program in the state of North Dakota, and we're glad to have you along for the ride with us. Steve Hallstrom and I am anchoring this morning for Scott Hennen live at the West Acres Mall in Fargo. We'll be back with more on the show right after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Well, it is Black Friday 2017. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennen on the What's on Your Mind radio show today. Good to have you along with us, folks. Well, it was a fairly interesting Black Friday, actually, on Thursday night. I don't even know what we call that. You know, Black Friday is what we do on Friday with the shopping, but Thanksgiving, there's no color that gives you a nice little bit of alliteration there. I guess it's just Thanksgiving, right? And people go out shopping anyway. But Things got a little goofy. It used to be back in the day when stores would open at 5 a.m. and everybody was cooped up all day long on Thanksgiving Day that people would, you know, get really excited to get out, and they'd, you know, hit the malls, and they'd wait for, you know, 12 hours camping overnight at the Best Buy, and then when the doors opened at 5 a.m., they'd go rushing in. And it used to be pretty commonplace that you had brawls and violence in the stores as people were fighting over the big screen TVs. You don't hear as much about that anymore, but there was a little bit of that yesterday. One person was shot outside a Missouri mall as hordes of shoppers fought each other for Black Friday deals. And in Alabama, one mall had to close early because some people got out of hand fighting over things in the store there. So in a crazy sort of perverse way, it's good to know that some things never change in our country. People are still way too obsessed with getting a great deal on something. 164 million people, according to the Better Business Bureau, are planning to shop or are considering shopping during this weekend. And 32 million of them reportedly were shopping on Thanksgiving Day. So I don't know about you all. It seems like Thanksgiving Day should be the day just to kind of chill and eat some turkey and watch some football, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. I'm not sure. Folks, I want to let you know that MyPillow has got some great deals for you, and the promo code Scott will get you the good deals. Just go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Scott, and you can get a great deal on the best pillow money can buy. I've got one. I know Todd's got one, too. This pillow is phenomenal. It hugs your head and your neck. Your head is so well supported, it feels like it's floating. And those of us who have a MyPillow, you know, we're never going to use another pillow ever. It's a patented pillow. It allows you to adjust your pillow to exactly what you want. And when you're getting the exact support you need, a couple things happen. You get to sleep faster and you stay there longer. That's right. MyPillow, customized to fit you, and it's made right here in the good old USA. Makes a great Christmas gift as well. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. Buy one, get one on pillows. Save up to 50% off on anything else you buy at MyPillow.com. It's 9:22 here on the What's on Your Mind radio program. Good to have you along with us. I'm at West Acres Mall in Fargo. This is kind of the big hangout place in Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo. And it's just kind of fun to be out with people that are soaking in the holiday spirit. One of the people out doing that is the guy who's usually sitting in this chair, Scott Hennen, and here's what Scott had to say about holiday shopping.
It's 4:10 a.m. on Friday, and I had my first Black Friday experience that started on Thanksgiving evening, and I had a chance to get out and about. I would tell you that my overall sense is that the crowds were not as big as folks expected. I spoke with one manager at Walmart, said they were disappointed in the crowd, but she said they thought the fact that the same pricing was online might have been part of that. Some other stores did the same thing, sort of encouraging online shopping. West Acres was fairly full, probably the busiest of all of them, but only about maybe half the stores, maybe a little less, open on Thanksgiving. So, but the crowds were fairly young, and a few bargain hunters. I talked to one woman from Ellendale, North Dakota, that came in to shop for all the grandkids and was taking it all in and having a great time. Our daughter Haley is the reason I was out and about. She and I have been planning this for a while, and she had a couple of friends with her. Haley, how was the Black Friday experience?
It was pretty good. I just didn't like how the hours were not. Some of them closed at night and then opened in the morning, so it was a little disappointing.
Yeah, like Target, right? That was a Target closed at midnight,
and then
they reopened at reopening at 7 a.m. So, and what's kind of funny is all the hours are different. They're all staggered and kind of hard to keep tabs on, right?
And it's kind of hard because you don't know what stores are going to be open. You can't really get it all done in one go. You have to kind of break it up a little bit.
Now, what was the best part of the night for you?
I liked the mall because most of the stores I like to shop at were open. So I planned that ahead and got what I wanted, got some good deals.
Were you looking for anything in particular? Were you, like, hunting for something?
No, I wasn't hunting. But it was kind of disappointing. I thought there was going to be, like, people, like, fighting over, like, crock pots or whatever.
You wanted to see a fight
or
what?
But there's none of that.
No drama. It was pretty quiet.
No,
it was quiet.
Like, it was kind of dead, but...
Yeah, it's really quiet. The girls, after shopping, said, we're kind of hungry. We'd like to go eat something. So, how many different restaurants did we try?
I don't know. Probably like five, six.
And some
settled for Denny's, though.
Some of the usual suspects that are normally open, you know, Late Fry and Pan, and the McDonald's are usually open 24 hours for the drive-thru at least. But, I mean, it was about four or five restaurants before we finally found Denny's was open. And that was probably the busiest place we were in the whole day.
Yeah, that was busy. Only like five tables open.
So, do you have more Black Friday shopping to do, or are you going to get a little rest and then crank up again?
We're going to go to a good night's sleep because I'm tired, but then we're going to go to Target in the morning since I didn't get my Target shopping done tonight.
How about that? So, there's your Black Friday report, and we'll be back at it after a few winks. 4:14 a.m. Back to you, Steve.
Glad it was him and not me, although I was up getting over to West Acres Mall at that time, so I might have driven past them on the streets of Fargo here this morning. 9:27 Central Time here on the What's On Your Mind program here on the statewide network. Good to have you with us. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennen today. Coming up here in just a little bit on the program, we're going to be speaking with Alyssa Adams. She's a senior VP of marketing for West Acres Mall. We're going to talk about what shopping season is like for those that run these big malls and how they try to stay competitive with, the online shopping and all those things that are certainly part of what people do for their holiday gift buying. It's maybe not as easy as it used to be to run a mall. Wanted to let you also know that PetroServe USA has got you covered. Any size coffee or hot chocolate during the month of November, just 99 cents at PetroServe USA. PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. The stock market, by the way, is off to a pretty good start here this morning. The Dow and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500, actually the NASDAQ and S&P 500 are hitting record highs this morning. And I guess people are just bullish on the holiday season, thinking that people are going to be spending some money. And speaking of markets on a tear, how about the oil market? WTI crude oil price at $58.61 right now, and that's up about 1% from Wednesday's close. And this is based on that Keystone Pipeline outage in South Dakota. Now, they had a rupture there, so that pipeline's been shut down for the time being. So crude oil doing pretty well also. Talk to Alyssa Adams from West Acres Mall when we come back on What's On Your Mind coming up next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What's on your mind? Steve Hallstrom sitting in today for Scott Henin. And I typically, just am on the air between 6 and 8:30 a.m. on AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, doing the morning drive news program here. But thankful to be with you today and happy to sit in for Scott Henin on the What's on Your Mind show today. The show is heard statewide on four stations every day. AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, AM 550 KFYR in Bismarck, 1460 KLTC in Dickinson, and AM 1090, The Flag in Tioga. Good to have you with us here, folks, for the What's on Your Mind program. And if you've got a comment or something you'd like to share with us today, ask a question, whatever you'd like to do, we'd be glad to have you do that, friends. Call us at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550 as well. And Paul is on the road today, and Paul wants to get in on the conversation. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hello.
Hello, Paul. Where are you calling from today?
Well, we're on the road. We're in South Dakota on I-29.
Okay. How's driving going?
Really good. The road condition is excellent.
Very good. What's on your mind this morning, Paul?
Well, I heard the comments on Al Franken, Senator Franken, and, you know, the one thing I'll say is that he's been very open about it. He's apologized, he's admitted that what he's done was wrong. But on the other hand, then we've got a president who, 15 or 16 women have come forward, stated their names, and he feels as long as he denies it, it didn't happen. So that's
Paul,
on my mind.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for giving a call. I've not stayed up to date with, you know, every in and out on the allegations against President Trump. I do know that the times that I have tried or that I've heard news stories on this one, there's people that say different things, and of course you had the recording on the bus, but I've not yet heard anybody come forward with, like, anybody else, a witness to corroborate their story. And it certainly is something that happens when people rise to power. People want to take them down, and I don't know if that's what's happening with Al Franken or not. We've got actual photos of Al Franken, though. That's what makes his, it just seems ugly because of that, and it'll be interesting to see. Like I said before, I don't know if people will want to continue to have Al Franken represent them in the U.S. Senate for Minnesota, because when you are kind of on your heels like that, it's hard for you to go out and advocate and fight for your state the way you want to. So, Paul, thanks thanks for giving a call. I just don't know. I think you're trying to make the point that Al Franken is a good guy and President Trump is a bad guy, and I don't know that I feel like there's enough dots to connect there. It's right now time to head to the phone lines, head back to the phone lines. Alyssa Adams is with us here on the program this morning, and Alyssa is has been good enough to share a few minutes with us, and she's a senior VP of Marketing and Development here at West Acres Mall in Fargo. Hi, Alyssa. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you very much. Doing well. Enjoying being at your fine mall here this morning. A lot of people are walking by, and I would say, judging from all the bags in hand of everybody here at the mall today, it's been a pretty successful shopping day for a lot of people. They've been finding some good deals. Let me ask you, first of all, what's typical for this kind of weekend? How many people will you have through West Acres Mall on a weekend like this?
Sure. So, typical Black Friday, we haven't seen numbers for this year yet, but the last couple of years, we see about 70,000 plus shoppers come through between Thursday evening when some of our stores choose to open through Friday. And then it really maintains and is busy throughout the weekend. So maybe about 40,000 shoppers on Saturday, and then Sunday's a little lighter with those reduced hours. But it's definitely a busy weekend at West Acres, and I'm glad to see that people are out there with bags. That means they're finding what they're looking for. So that's
yeah, they sure are. There's a lot of smiles on people's faces, and they're moving around pretty well. Maybe that means they dropped some money in some of those stores. I don't know. The festivities actually started last night. You had a number of stores that opened Thanksgiving night. Tell us about that. That's kind of been a trend that's been growing more and more prevalent pretty much all across the country here in the last few years.
Yeah, we really leave it up to our stores as to whether or not they want to open on Thursday. And about a third of our stores choose to open, and we saw that again yesterday with them opening at 6 p.m. inside the mall. And typically we see about 20,000 people come through and shop in that first about an hour and a half that the mall doors are open for those particular stores. So definitely busy, and then it simmers off overnight. Those stores, of course, have the option to close or stay open. They can really dictate what they want to do, and most of them close and then reopen this morning at 7 a.m., and traffic continues to pick up throughout the day with the afternoon being the busiest on Friday. So if you want to get out and beat those crowds, I'd say get out there in the next couple of hours.
Alyssa, usually things are pretty orderly here at West Acres Mall. We're a pretty patient lot here in North Dakota for the most part, but there were a couple of stories last night again of people getting out of hand, going after those deals. One person was shot outside of a mall in Missouri, and then another, most of a mall in Alabama had to close after shoppers got out of line, waiting in line, I guess, for getting those deals. I'm sure you think about such things. What do you do to encourage your stores or make sure that things stay orderly here at West Acres Mall on these busy and sometimes stressful holidays when people are looking to get that big deal on that one thing that might be a limited item?
Yeah, you know, we're thankful. We've never really had any issues and live in a fantastic community with great people. But we do always plan for, you know, what could be the worst case scenario and do that throughout the year. You know, we do safety drills each month. We communicate with our stores. We have a security team and our entire operations team and management team, guest service team, housekeeping, you know, across all of our teams, we plan for different scenarios and want to make sure we're on top of it just in case something does happen. But we're confident that our team is well-trained, our stores are well-trained in case something were to happen, and just want to make sure that it's a safe and enjoyable experience for our customers.
Alyssa, what are the most popular stores here at West Acres Mall? What are the ones that normally do the highest traffic count of all the places you have out here?
You know, it really varies. It depends on the customer. But definitely on Thursday night, it's typically a younger store that's open. So like Pink's, Victoria's Secret, Bath & Body Works, those typically do well on Thursday. And then on Friday, it varies across the board. Since we have a wide range of customer. Now, this year, I would suspect that some of our newer stores will be extremely busy. You know, Lululemon, Legacy Toys. We have some new boutiques in the mall. Red Brick Boutique has popped up for the holiday season. So some of those new ones are busy and some of those that are just open for the holiday season as well. But definitely all of our stores see increases on Black Friday and throughout the weekend. The exception would probably be some of those service uses. People aren't typically coming out for eye cams or things like that on Black Friday. But in general, most stores are extremely busy.
Well, judging from my unofficial shopping bag count here, as I watch people walk by, I think the Lululemon store has done some pretty good business here over the last few hours, because I see a lot of Lululemon bags walking, or not walking around, but people carrying them as they're walking around here. And many of the people carrying the bags are some younger ladies. I've got a daughter who's a sophomore in high school, and it looks like kids right around her age are the ones that like Lululemon. Now, I don't know if they're buying for somebody else or buying for themselves. I'm guessing maybe a few of those are going home to their own closets. I'm not sure. But yeah, Lululemon certainly looks to be a big hit. Speaking of big hits, a lot of people are excited about the Chick-fil-A that's coming here to the West Acres Mall. Not in the mall proper, but it's just outside in one of the freestanding locations right off 13th. What does that mean to you to have Chick-fil-A coming in?
We're so excited to have Chick-fil-A. And they were actually one of our, they were the top requested store from our customers as far as an eatery or even any retail concept. So we're very excited that they're coming to Fargo and West Acres property. And they'll be open in the first part of 2018. So not an exact date yet, but when we have that, we'll make sure that we get that out on our social channels. But we're very excited to have them on property and excited to have that option for our customers, for sure.
Yeah, a lot of people here are really excited. There will be some folks camping out on the day that opens. Alyssa, what do you do to try to keep people coming to the mall? So many of us are buying things online now. It's easy to kind of forget that you can still go to a mall sometimes and buy the things that you need. What do you do to try to keep traffic coming here?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely about the experience and whether that's, you know, just the feel of West Acres. So we like to keep it fresh with, you know, we have fresh flowers and fresh plants throughout the mall, clean, safe. But that's also, you know, the merchandise mix. So bringing in new stores, new experience for shoppers and making sure there's the products and the services that people want. And, you know, we still see 6 million plus visitors per year at West Acres, and we're very fortunate and thankful for our customers, especially over this Thanksgiving time. It reminds us to be thankful for that. But, yeah, it's definitely about the experience, and we want to make sure that we're giving our customers what we want. And we're looking forward to even more over the next year. We have some exciting things coming in. And, you know, with all the change we've seen over the past year, it's really provided us with this opportunity to bring in these new things and that we haven't been able to do for some years, as we hadn't had turnover in recent years. So lots of good things to come.
Very good. Well, Alyssa, thank you for sharing a few minutes with us on what I know is a busy day for you as well. And thanks for making us feel so at home here. We're at the mall today, and it's been fun to be here this morning. Thanks for your time, and have a great rest of the day.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Alyssa Adams, she is a Senior VP of Marketing here at West Acres Mall. And we want to tell you folks that North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer, and our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation. We're among only 7 states to meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. It keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 15,000 good-paying jobs, $1 billion in personal income, $3.4 billion in economic impact, and $100 million annually in taxes going into our state coffers. A new statewide poll found North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry's efforts to research and develop near-zero emissions technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. They know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to keep our power costs low. Learn more at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, www.secureenergyfuture.org. All right, and folks, we want to tell you coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to have Jim, the North Dakota flagpole guy, joining us. And if you're trying to figure out what to do for that somebody who's got it all, and you're not sure, you know, what am I going to get Uncle Joe for Christmas? What am I going to get Grandpa? What am I going to get my dad? What are you going to do for those hard-to-shop-for people? We've got a interesting and unique idea that might make some sense for you. So that's coming up here on the What's On Your Mind program. Give us a call, friends, at 258-0550. 800-228-0550. We'll also get you in toll-free. We want to hear, you know, what your thoughts are on the news of the day. You've got a comment on Al Franken. You want to talk a little bit about maybe holiday shopping. Did you get a great deal and you want to brag about it? Or were they cleaned out of what you were looking for by the time you got there? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you when we return on What's On Your Mind. Stay right there.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Friends, to What's on Your Mind. Steve Hallstrom sitting in for Scott Hennon today, and glad to have you with us for the program here this morning. Now, maybe you've been hanging up some holiday lights already. Maybe you've been lugging bags around on Black Friday. You went shopping and brought a little too much home. Maybe you've got a little back pain or something like that that's flaring up. Well, our good friend Todd Mitchell has something for pain relief that you just might want to check out.
The Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering with pain from osteoarthritis of the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or even suffer from joint pain, stop and listen. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You'll find solutions for your pain, along with cutting-edge information that could really help change the way you live. With seminars in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, you're just a short drive to one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. You need to attend one of these seminars. Call 1-888-973-1560 to register for one of our upcoming seminars. For more information, visit stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life once again. I thought you had to go out of the country for these procedures. They're available now in North Dakota. 1-888-973-1560 to register for one of the upcoming seminars. 1-888-973-1560.
All right, thanks very much, Todd. Hey, one sad note we want to pass along from Thanksgiving. A Texas state trooper has been killed in the line of duty, and here on What's on Your Mind, you know that law enforcement has a very special place in our hearts. Everyone on the stations here, that we do this network with, whether it's AM 550, K-Fire, AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo, KLTC in Dickinson, or AM 1090 in Tioga, we love law enforcement, and we salute them at every chance that we get because their job is very different than the jobs that most of us have, and we were reminded of that in a brutal way again yesterday. Texas Department of Public Safety says 41-year-old trooper Damon Allen was killed Thursday following a traffic stop on I-45 near Fairfield. That's about 90 miles south of Dallas. Allen was shot with a rifle and died at the scene. The suspect has been apprehended, and it's just an awful thing that when on Thanksgiving Day, there's a family that loses a dear member because they died in the line of work. And shame on us if we ever take them and their sacrifices and what they do for granted. So our best wishes and prayers to the family of Trooper Damon Allen, killed yesterday in Texas in the line of duty. All right, folks, we want to switch gears here a little bit. A lot of us are thinking today about Christmas gift ideas and what can you get that person who's got everything. They don't ever seem to need anything. You give them something, they're like, oh, thanks a lot, but it just doesn't quite carry the same punch. Well, friends, we've got an idea for you. And our good friend Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com is with us. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. What a great day it is. Very thankful to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving day?
We sure did. I spent it right on my father-in-law's. My mother-in-law had passed on a couple of years ago, and my father-in-law has a friend that she lives right on the Canadian border, and there's a monument there that says Canada, Canada, and America. We took pictures, and it's like almost to the North Pole, I said. We just kept driving. being here with family and everything, and we got to hear how life was like 4 generations ago when my father-in-law's great-grandparents came. And he described to us what life was like. And, today we have different stresses. Back then, their stresses were more physical. Ours are probably more mental and business world and everything. But we still want to come back to the importance of gratitude and being thankful for all the good that
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and isn't it great that in our country we still get a day where, barring a little crazy shopping in the evening hours, most of us are still taking some time just to be thankful. Jim, we're thankful for you at ndflagpoleguy.com. Making America great starts with all of us, and all of your flags and your flagpoles are American-made right here in the good old USA. And what a great holiday gift idea this would be to get somebody a flag for Christmas, Jim.
Well, you can't really go wrong with it if your loved ones love America and love, everything to be grateful for. And a flagpole, anybody calls today, we'll make sure that we every flagpole's priced differently, everything, but my wife and I, Brenda, we want to give it, 15% off. Anybody that purchases a flagpole or a flag, we'll go ahead and make a deduction on that, and also we can install the flagpole in the springtime. So
Okay. And if people want to get a hold of you, Jim, the best number to call is 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. You can also go to ndflagpoleguy.com. So call them at 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com, and you can find out more. And, Jim, I know there's a lot of flags that are made overseas. You don't want to do that. Buy from you because it's all USA, right?
That is true, and even there are different grades of flags that are even made in America. You're more than welcome to shop around and everything, but what we carry is the higher end. Like, you know, GM, they have different, they have like the Chevrolet, and then they have the GMC, and then they have the Denali. Well, you know, everybody that has flown flags for a while knows that the more you spend for a flag, the longer it's going to last.
That's right. You got to get the quality stuff and give Jim a call, 571-FLAG. Jim, have a great weekend, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve. God bless you.
God bless you, too, sir. We'll be back with more on What's on Your Mind right after this.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.